This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What y'all got going on here?
Welcome, bro.
To your house?
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Class of 2025. All those nights and that 1,000 square foot home, all those prayers that Granny and Libby and so many people prayed that we didn't even know God was listening to have this moment. And I've had some great moments in my professional life. This is the proudest moment in my life.
Shannon Sharpe letting Sterling Sharpe know that he was going into the Hall of Fame. That's a cool moment right there.
Yeah.
For one brother to be able to tell that to another is a huge deal. You know, especially if you're close with your siblings. That is a really great moment. And that's the thing. Like, sometimes sports can really give you some awesome moments.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of them. That you get to tell your brother, who had his career cut short from injury. And Shannon Sharpe has publicly said his brother would have been far better of a player if he didn't have his career cut short. And he was one of four people to make the Hall of Fame class for 2025, Sterling Sharpe, which that's awesome. I love to see that sort of thing. Like the four players that made it into the Hall of Fame, I don't think anyone can really argue with.
No.
Sterling Sharpe, Eric Allen, Antonio Gates, and Jared Allen.
Allen dominated that whole award ceremony.
Yeah,
MVP,
Sal,
two Sal Hall of Fame.
Sal mentioned that yesterday
mm-hmm.
on the Extra Point Show. You said it was a good day to be someone with the last name Allen, apparently.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, like I you'd find out, like for some reason, Brandon Allen, a backup quarterback, was probably dressed really sharply for some random reason that mm-hmm. night.
Yeah, just to show out a little
just
bit.
Just show out, not mm-hmm. at the NFL Awards, just to go out to dinner.
Yeah. You know, my favorite part of the whole walk up to the stage for Allen was just the little handshake, crisp handshake with Sam Darnold, like just off to the side, quick and walk up because they're super close.
They're
outside
close
of the
yes.
game. So, which you wouldn't think they got drafted together as competitors, but yeah,
well they trained together.
In the offseason, frequently,
in
right?
In the offseason, before they were drafted, most
oh,
famously.
Yeah, they went to the yeah, I gotcha, mm-hmm. I gotcha.
So, like, that's how that kind of, that's how that relationship forms.
Yeah.
And strengthens. The Hall of Fame class, I was really shocked that there were only four of them that got there. And there's some more strict guidelines to getting voted into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a little shocked that there were only four of them, and the names of those that were eligible, it's kind of tough to suggest only four make it in.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so ready? We're going to play a game. Who would you have put in? And my answer would have been too strong. I would have put two more players in. Willie Anderson, who was one of the best offensive linemen in his time playing.
I agree with Willie Anderson.
From 1996 until 2008.
Mm-hmm.
The man was a staple on the left side of the offensive line for the Cincinnati Bengals. And he played one more year with the Baltimore Ravens at a high level.
Yep.
Willie Anderson's absolutely that dude, and I need my big guys to get that love. But the other for me was Luke Kuechly. Kuechly is a player that he only played for 7 seasons and had to bow out due to injury.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what happened? He was dominant in his career with the Carolina Panthers. It was a career cut short by injury. But he was an All-Pro every year but his first. A Pro Bowler every year but his first. He was absolutely nasty. Like, of course, a lot of the talk about Eli Manning, will he make it or not? And that answer was no, not as a first ballot at least. I do think there's hope that Kuechly should get in. I was a little surprised he didn't, even as a first ballot, because he was dominant. Mike Holmgren was on this list. Holmgren was a very good coach with the Packers and the Seahawks. Went to several Super Bowls, winning a couple. Like, I would think Mike Holmgren is a guy absolutely deserving of that honor. Terrell Suggs, man, was flash. T-Sizzle. And one of the best edge rushers that there was. I'm surprised he didn't make it first ballot. Especially, you know, Jared Allen makes it. Terrell Suggs had himself a consistent career. Okay, I would like to see if Suggs makes it. The players that I have less and less hope for are Torrey Holt, Steve Smith, and Reggie Wayne.
Agreed. I'm looking right now.
I have less and less hope about wide receivers because it is tough for them to get in normally. We saw this with Andre Reed for the longest time. It is really hard to get a great wide receiver into the Hall of Fame. It takes a while. And it's sad to see. But, like, I don't know what it is. Especially now those three are going to have to deal with Larry Fitzgerald next year. And that's a man that's going to first ballot his way in.
Yep, exactly.
But I was stunned about Luke Kuechly not getting there as a first ballot, and I think he's deserving of that. I do expect, though, that he will make it in. Eli Manning is going to have some interesting competition, though, in the coming years.
That's for sure. Tom Brady.
Before Brady,
Drew
though.
Drew Brees.
Yeah, Brady. It's Brees and Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Roethlisberger, Brady. Each of those coming in the next 3 years. Eli Manning will have himself an interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when people are thinking, well, no, you're not going to make a first ballot. You won a couple Super Bowls, but otherwise you were kind of a subpar quarterback.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I saw Adam Schefter make a comment on it, and I'm going to be paraphrasing, of course, but something along the lines of he thinks that Eli Manning is still a lock to make the Hall of Fame because you can't talk about NFL history without mentioning Manning dethroning the Patriots a couple yeah. times. So, like, that's kind of where that'll come in, he thinks, and I kind of tend to agree with that.
He's not going to have an easy time for a little while.
No,
though.
It's going to be. It might not be for a little bit. Like, don't get me wrong. If he didn't make the first ballot, he might not go for a little bit.
Considering there was no other quarterback in this class,
mm-hmm.
it is going to be very difficult for him going forward when there are other quarterbacks and peers within his position.
Yep.
So I do think there's going to be an interesting little standstill with Manning to a point where it might actually get interesting in a bad way for him.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got little hope for players like Torrey Holt, Steve Smith, and Reggie Wayne. Guys who were bona fide players at their positions. Eli Manning, to his credit, defeated the New England Patriots twice in a Super Bowl. However, quarterback wins remain not a team or not a player stat. They're not a real thing. Quarterback wins are not real. It's not a real stat. Shouldn't be. You have to look at it through that scope, objectively. I'm not going to die on the hill like I know Sneaky Joe will. I'm kind of in support of his argument. I don't think Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer ultimately. But if he gets in, I'm also not going to say it's like the weirdest thing ever. Obviously, if it happens, we'll see what Joe's reaction is too. But again, we'll see what happens. That said, I think if you are an Eli Manning stan, you're going to be waiting a little bit uncomfortably for a little while now. Because again, you have peers at his position that were better than him. Drew Brees has a Super Bowl along with the gaudy numbers. Philip Rivers does not have the Super Bowls, but he has the better numbers than you throughout his career.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger has Super Bowl rings in addition to being better numerically. And then, of course, do I need to say anything about Tom Brady?
The minute
he's eligible, he's going in. Congratulations. But after that, I think there might be a little bit of wiggle room. But it's going to be uncomfortable for him for a little while. But I don't think that he would even be up for Hall of Fame recognition if his last name wasn't Manning.
It's not a bad point at all. You know, and
I think it's unfair to say a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he is a recognizable name.
Right, and he's still out in the media landscape and everything like that. Like, he's fresh in the mind too. You know what I mean? Like,
he's a brilliant guy.
Yeah, and I think the two Super Bowls overshadow a lot of what his regular season career was.
Which was average.
Mm-hmm.
He was an average player a lot of the time.
Right. I wonder what I'm going to have to look at what
when he turned it on, he would turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was inconsistent.
Yeah,
considering what his draft pedigree was, number one overall pick, who refused to go to a team that had the number one overall pick,
mm-hmm.
I would say it was a little bit of a letdown considering his entrance into the league until he gets the Super Bowls. But man, if I'm a Chargers fan, Eli Manning is a curse word.
Yeah.
But Eli Manning in then San Diego probably would have never touched the Hall of Fame considering his capability and playing style and the Chargers' lack of playoff success. Because they didn't do it with Philip Rivers dishing the way that they did. So if Eli Manning ever did end up going to the Chargers, this is not even a conversation.
No, that's the crazy thing, though. Like, you think how history could have been completely different.
But it's also because Rivers elevated the Chargers' offense.
Right. I mean, he was the offense. It's kind of a weird parallel to the Bills and Josh Allen. I mean, some mm-hmm. seasons, right?
Because remember, the Giants teams had an interesting supporting cast,
mm-hmm.
but they were better known for a couple of things in those years. Yes, Philip Rivers had LaDainian Tomlinson, but the Giants also had Brandon Jacobs and Ahmad Bradshaw
yeah.
running the rock for them. And it was famously a thunder and lightning duo.
Yeah, the Sonic and Knuckles of that time.
Yes. Back when running the football was a lot more prevalent.
Yeah.
And again, Rivers had LT. They also had a season where John Boyes and Alex Goldstein, they did a really good job with this with Secret Base. They went into a season where the San Diego Chargers had the number one offense and number one defense in yards, and they missed the playoffs entirely because the special teams there torpedoed their season to start the year. It was actually insane to look at. It's a really fun thing from Dorktown.
Okay.
I would recommend that for people if you like weird things about the history of football.
Yeah, sports junkies.
Yes, they're junkies that know their stuff. And watching the Dorktown series on that Chargers team was truly fascinating. Because they went into it of like, you know, here's what's going on. It's Philip Rivers and this offense. They're great. They were number one in yards. Again. So Rivers is going to be an interesting conversation, though, for Hall of Fame. And for those that love the allegations of Josh Allen / Philip Rivers, if the
those who are in on them,
if the career arc ends without a trophy in a Super Bowl, I think Bills fans will look very closely and intently
on what happens to Philip Rivers.
Yes.
And Matt Ryan.
Yes.
For that matter.
So it would be good for us to keep our eyes on this.
Yes. It will be an interesting thing to keep your eyes on with the Hall of Fame race for Philip Rivers, for Eli Manning, and even for a guy like Matt Ryan or Drew Brees. Brees is easy. Man had the numbers. He's got a Super Bowl ring. Yet he never had an MVP. But he was one of the best to chuck it. He's got records. Or even at the time had records. I think that one's easy. It's Rivers and it's Matt Ryan. Ryan has an MVP, but does not have a Super Bowl win. He has a Super Bowl appearance, but not a win. Those are the ones that, like, in the future with Hall of Fame, that's what you're going to want to keep your eye on a little bit. Of course, if the Bills win a Super Bowl, we don't care. It's backflips and it's a shoe-in for Allen.
Yeah, at that point.
At that point. But who knows what happens from there. Again, the Hall of Fame thing was just as interesting to me, and I was going to be ready to talk about all that. And then, oh, hey, Josh won the what?
Oh, we also can't forget. Josh Allen did win the sportsmanship award.
Yes.
As well, after being voted the biggest trash talker in the preseason. And he also won the FedEx. He won the FedEx Air Player of the Year.
I mean, that's fair.
So, and Jamar Chase won the Ground Player of the Year. Air and ground. I think there were two. Both of them won.
I thought ground was for rushing.
I don't know. But it was him and Jamar Chase holding the trophies.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I guess we rewrote the narratives on a couple awards this season.
I guess so.
But yeah. Our sportsman. You're so big. You're so tough.
Yeah, no, like, but the Hall of Fame thing really did kind of intrigue me there, of how there was only four of them. And these are players that I grew up watching a lot of. Like, Steve Smith is one of my favorite players of all time. And I'm just dreading the fact that he's probably never going to make it. And he was downright dominant.
Oh, yeah.
With the Carolina Panthers. Well, and then even with the Ravens.
Well, that's the thing with the whole Hall of Fame, right? You have the metrics of the past with the players who are already inducted.
And the metrics still matter with Pro Bowls with this group.
Yes.
They still are a real thing.
Yep. It won't get until about...
probably the 2021s.
Yeah.
Players that retire.
Tom Brady. Like he'll be pushing that. Like, after Brady's inducted, whatever.
Yes, but also he has less Pro Bowls because he would be off and going to the Super Bowl.
Right. But I feel like that year where he would be up for induction is kind of where the line in the sand's drawn, right?
But also, wrong player to use here.
Right. I'm not using yes, Brady. I'm like, just saying, like, that year.
The 2028 class.
Yeah, that year on is probably where the Pro Bowl
is,
like,
past 28. Because there's still plenty of careers that are going well before that to where you're thinking about them. Like, Pro Bowls are still relevant. I'm starting to think, like, oh, God, this is so weird to talk about. Like, 2030?
Yeah.
That would be probably when you start looking at the classes and going, okay, Pro Bowls are starting to mean less. Mm-hmm. They're not accolades at that point. But you then would have to look at it as nominations, not as actual appearances.
Right.
Because Josh Allen has been nominated to go to Pro Bowls. He just does not.
Yeah. And this season, it was actually because of an injury where it's not to go play golf at Pebble Beach like it has been in years
but
past.
But even then, he still doesn't care about it because the Pro Bowl is a farce of what it once was.
Right. Well, yeah. And then you have the cherry picking stats of Josh. Listen, Mac Jones went to a Pro Bowl over Josh Allen.
Drake May now, too.
Drake May. Went to the Pro Bowl over
Patriots
Josh Allen.
Patriots quarterbacks wearing the number 10 that are taking Josh Allen's Pro Bowl spots.
I know. It's
why
just,
is it this specific?
Mm-hmm. But like that's where the cherry picking stats go.
Yeah,
and it's like you can't really do that because it was declined.
Yeah, but the Hall of Fame thing always intrigues me, especially now because this is the era of players where I was watching a lot of football. I was really taking it in a junkie at this point.
Like still a little bit before for me,
but like Fred Taylor is one of those guys that was in that finalist group. He starts out his career by tormenting Bills fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like,
I've seen that.
Fred Taylor, though, is one of the best to do it at running back.
Mm-hmm.
Terrell Suggs, like I said, T-Sizzle. Man played for 16 years. And he was so good. It just, it saddens me that, you know, that you see a lot of these players and they're not making it.
Right. It's unfortunately selective. Right?
But it's like, now you're going to get stingier mm-hmm. with the players that I watched.
Right. Well, isn't that, that's my question with this whole thing, right? You have a player like Jim Kelly who's in there. And I respect Jim Kelly. I don't want to start. I don't want to start anything.
Here right? we go.
But at the same time, the four Super Bowls straight, right? Like
you say, you don't want to start something, but yeah, it's gonna get.
Oh, I know. But if you look right now, Pro Football Reference, Josh Allen ranked 42nd in the Hall of Fame projections, right? Who's 43rd?
Go on.
Jim Kelly. So an active quarterback has passed someone who's in the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying?
Those and are I know those are metrics.
Those are projections. But Allen's also tallied an MVP in his name. Mm-hmm. Something no Bills quarterback has done.
Well, for NFL.
NFL. Jack Kemp did do it.
Yes. I wanted to make sure you got that part in there.
Since the merger,
an NFL MVP.
Yes. Josh Allen's the only one to do that. Thurman Thomas was the MVP of that team.
And he really was.
And he truly was. Like, there's no question about that.
I'm not going to go ahead and, you know, tear one to build another up, but I am a huge Thurman stan.
Yes.
He was the cog of that offense.
Yes.
He really was.
And I get it.
He was brilliant.
Jim Kelly was at the center.
I'm here for my Thurman Thomas supremacy.
Yeah. Jim Kelly's at the center of it, calling the plays, the K-gun, the no huddle. So do I think he deserves a spot? Sure. Like, I'm not sitting here saying he should not be in the Hall of Fame. That's not what I'm
saying. Okay, because it sounded like that at first.
No. But, like, I'm saying now we're going to get selective where if Jim Kelly, say...
Kelly and Aikman have a really hard time arguing their statistics.
Yes.
Aikman has the Super Bowls to back it up. If the qualities were a little bit more stingier mm-hmm. these days, Jim Kelly would have a really hard time.
Yep, and that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. I wasn't trying to start
that. But at the same time, I would say it's still a lot easier to argue that you and your team made it to four straight Super Bowls. That is a hard accomplishment.
Four straight AFCs, championships, and you're the centerpiece of the team. So it's like, yeah, I get it. I'm not saying he shouldn't be there, but with how stingy it's going to start getting... He would have a really
a player
hard time
like
too.
That would have a harder
it's
time.
Almost it's not like an Eli Manning because Eli Manning didn't go to four straight Super Bowls,
but he won two,
so it's similar but different, if you can understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
I scared very, you at first.
I wasn't scared for me. I was scared for Evan. I thought you were about to say something up. That would like get people blowing
no.
up and ready to
and
chew
I have
you
the
out.
Utmost respect for Jim Kelly as an NFL player. I've watched those games. As
I was
kid.
Waiting for you to say Jim Kelly is not a Hall of Famer.
No. I was, listen.
You did a good job toeing the line.
Yeah. I had to toe the line, but it's also like, where do you go from here kind of a situation.
I got to watch you like avoid all the booby traps. Mm-hmm. That was great.
Yes. 42 save. There we go.
There you go. All right. We'll come back. And honestly... Between the NFL awards, the Hall of Fame, the Super Bowl, and even the Buffalo Sabres playing tonight against
four straight
Nashville,
wins since 2023.
There's a lot on the plate here and a lot on the docket. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to chime in here. Chase, I see you on hold. Stay there. We'll get you on the other side. Sports Talk Saturday carries on here on WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's.
The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I want to win, no matter what. Like, I'm an ultimate competitor. I want a chance. And I don't want to join the damn Chiefs and get a Super Bowl. That would mean absolutely nothing to me. I want to join. I want to be a part of winning in a culture that is about winning. And that's all that matters to me. At the end of the day, like, I want to be in the Hall of Fame, and I want to go, and I want to.
And you deserve
Super Bowl
it, and you shouldn't
ring.
Feel bad about doing what you want to do.
No, absolutely.
And I love
and
that
don't.
For you.
I don't feel bad about it. I want to be a Super Bowl champ and a Hall of Fame.
Max Crosby, Raiders pass rusher.
Maybe future Bill?
Question mark, question mark, question mark.
I've loved hearing from Crosby and Myles Garrett
both
during this week.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to let you do something that I had the opportunity to do yesterday.
Okay.
Remember last week how we did Sports Talk Saturday and the topic really was, do the Bills need to do a Stephon Diggs-esque trade for the defense?
Mm-hmm.
And who are the two names that were being most mentioned?
Max Crosby and Myles Garrett.
Which Since one? That day, Myles Garrett has formally requested a trade.
Mm-hmm.
And Max Crosby has been, you know,
vocal
and relatively bullish on the Bills as well leading into the playoffs. So now that the landscape has changed a little bit with Myles Garrett, And, you know, the thoughts with Max Crosby. I want to give you a chance, Joe, to do the same thing that Zach did for me,
mm-hmm.
which was, now that it's real with the chase to Myles Garrett, how would you feel about that?
I'm all in. I really am. Brandon Bean in the Bills front office, they do not draft defensive linemen or edge rushers. They add them in free agency. They trade for them. They're normally the splash move you would see in the offseason. And for anybody looking for an offensive move, there's no reason for that to happen. It's all defense this offseason, even in the draft, in my opinion. You might take a late round wide receiver or running back, but it's all defensive. But Myles Garrett, give me
yes, please.
Anytime. Like, seriously. He's had over 100 sacks since 2017. Like, he's playing at an all-elite level. He's got a case for defensive player of the year every year. He's a similar, not just because he's from the Browns, similar to Amari Cooper sounding in the fact of, yes, my personal stats are out there and I do play well no matter where I am, but I want to win, right?
Yes, that is a big deal.
That Amari Cooper, that one interview that lives in my head rent-free, I just love the sound of it. I've been in places with the accolades. I've been in places where my stats pop. I've never been in a place like this with a winning culture, right? Like going this deep.
Right.
That's what Myles Garrett wants to do. I'm sorry. He's 29. He's got a late December birthday. He's going to be 30 halfway through the season, almost to the end of it. He wants to win a championship. And I'm sorry, the Bills are a Myles Garrett away from winning a championship, in my opinion.
They need a superstar on defense. I think they obviously need to add a little firepower to the offense on the outside.
Right, right, right.
But again, getting that star player on defense, the ideal of the Von Miller signing.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal was there. It was sharp. And before his injury, it was actually looking like it was going to pay dividends.
Right. So for anybody clowning on them for doing the Von Miller move, like, oh, what a bad move. Retrospectively, you can say that. But in the moment, you had no idea he was going to tear his ACL and then the suspension, all of that. Like, there was no inkling of that at all.
I mean, the suspension would have happened no matter what.
Well, right.
Considering.
Right. Well, we found out about that. We didn't know that was going on.
Yes.
But
well, he had a history even when signing.
Right.
The injury dipped his production. And that is something that you can't ever predict. But also, this is not the same. Myles Garrett will be 32 at the end of his contract.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills signed Von Miller at 33.
Yeah. And Max Crosby, I know he's 27. But
if you acquire 28. If you acquire Myles Garrett, you are going into another year of, hey, let's do this. It's business. So remember those feelings that everyone had a couple of years ago of like how serious it was, of how dialed in it is, that one last run kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
We're back to that. We're back to the tension.
Mm-hmm.
So be ready, no matter what, because the Bills made an AFC Championship
without it
in a retooling of the roster year.
Yeah,
cool. All right, so what does this mean? That means go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it.
I think Myles Garrett is a big key to going and getting it. So
803-0550 is the number to call. We'll go to Chase in Cheektowaga. Chase, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, we're thriving today. What you got for us?
Do you think, you know, that Josh Allen, he's had the chance to win the game the last two drives. Do you think Buffalo is cursed because we had the chance to draft Patrick Mahomes? We did not. We traded the pick for Tre'Davious White. And I know all us Buffalo fans love the videos of him trying to be a goalie and all that. But do you believe in curses? Because I do. Because I don't think Josh Allen, as much as he loves Haley Stenfeld or whatever her name is, and True Grit with Matt Damon and...
Chase, I'm not going to get into it with this. What happened, happened. The Bills made a trade, and the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, nobody thought Patrick Mahomes, when he was drafted, was going to be this.
And also, if the Bills draft Patrick Mahomes, there's no guarantee he is that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
and
the coaching staff of Kansas City.
To answer your question, no. I do not believe in sports curses. I don't. Because they have nothing to do with what's being done on the field. I don't believe in a team being cursed. I believe in a team not executing properly.
And you know what I believe in? Luck.
You have to make your own luck as well.
Exactly.
And for me, it all goes back to, say, this past game, the AFC Championship game that the Bills lost. Yeah, the refs probably screwed up the spot. But you know what else screwed up the spot? Calling another QB sneak when you were only 2 of 4 on the night.
You left it to referee interpretation. That was the problem.
You left it up to them when you shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. You were doing well running the ball normally. All you needed was an inch.
Yep.
And yes, that play typically is a play that works.
You heard the Chiefs defense, though, after the game. He goes to the left every time.
But they figured it out.
Mm-hmm. They knew
it. They figured it out. They got leverage on the offensive linemen. Stop doing it. And you finished the evening 2 of 5 on a play that's typically a 99%er. No, I don't believe in curses. I just believe in bad luck and execution lacking. Because that's what it was. And please spare me about any sort of revisionist history, because what are you going to do? Get a time machine and fix it? No.
Right. Just like the whole Xavier Worthy thing. Sorry. It's done.
It's whatever. Done. The Bills' job is to make sure that Keon Coleman
develops.
Is the best Keon Coleman that you can get.
Yeah.
The Chiefs' job is to make sure that Xavier Worthy is the best Xavier Worthy that they can get.
Mm-hmm.
Just that's it.
What it is going to be.
That's what this is.
And you ended up with Josh Allen.
You can't fix it. You can't change it. You can't do it. I'm not even going to use the word fix. You can't change it. Because like you said, who knows if it ends up the same way?
Even Nick Wright, the biggest Patrick Mahomes enthusiast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs lover. When asked, is Patrick Mahomes winning 4 Super Bowl titles, three straight, right? Going for 3 straight
anywhere
in Buffalo.
Else. Yeah.
And he's like, no, I think if Allen's on the Chiefs, Allen has 1 or 2 and Mahomes has 2 with the Bills. Like, I don't think it's as dominant as it is with he's with
Even
the Chiefs.
Even then, I think that's misguided.
Yeah. I don't listen, Andy Reid and that coaching staff, Eric Bieniemy as well, when he was there, huge in development for Patrick Mahomes. Huge. They let him be Patrick Mahomes and tuned him perfectly.
Yeah.
In another coaching system,
it's like
if Dable didn't show up for Josh Allen.
All right. It's not an accident that Alex Smith had the best years of his career playing for Andy Reid and the Chiefs.
Exactly.
I'm not discrediting what Patrick Mahomes has done. What I am going to do is properly credit a man who has been vital to his success.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Andy Reid. We'll keep going here. Carl in West Seneca. Carl, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, thanks for having me. I want to pump the brakes a little bit on this Myles Garrett. We're 1 Myles Garrett away from winning the Super Bowl. In that Chiefs game, his time to throw was sub 2.5 seconds. We rarely made it hard for him. I don't care if you have Bruce Smith, Warren Sapp, Aaron Donald. If you can get rid of the ball that easily because the defense presents such an easy answer for him based on the schemes, it really is not going to matter. We did not cover it all. Mind you, yes, we had a corner out, one of our top corners, but the whole Myles Garrett that we're just 1 Myles Garrett away, I completely disagree with. We need a lot more help, and I also think we have a huge disadvantage against the Chiefs when it comes to scheme. We've consistently just not shown up, and they have out-coached us and out-schemed us. And yes, will Myles Garrett help? Sure. Yeah, he's an improvement over what we have. But to say that that's the final piece, no, I think we need to look inward a little bit. So,
Carl, if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind doing a little tit-for-tat here. I think you're absolutely right about the fact that time to throw, when it comes to the Chiefs matchup in particular, that is dangerous, and it doesn't matter, like you said. That was a great argument there, you could have Warren Sapp, Bruce Smith, Aaron Donald, it's not going to matter if you have that little of time to get to him. I think of it more as you finally have a chance to go get the 1 seed and try to avoid even having Kansas City there. Maybe they get taken out by another team throughout as well, but also giving the Bills something that they haven't had throughout the stretch, which is actually using that week off and having that bye week and putting themselves into better matchups in the divisional round.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, getting the 1 seed would certainly help, having more time to prepare. I just think, what I've seen in these games with McDermott's defense, the offense has kind of shown up. Yeah, we didn't make the final play there, but we didn't make it hard on Mahomes from a coverage mm-hmm. standpoint. We sat in zone, and usually in zone, your best help with zone is getting to the quarterback fast, which sure, Myles Garrett would help. We just haven't had the answers on defense. I think, and it's more schematic than it is. Yes, it's Jimmy's and Joe's, but it's schematic as well. So,
yeah, Carl, I appreciate the back and forth though. Thanks about that.
Yep, no problem.
All right.
I
did like his point, though. Yeah. Like how quickly he had time to throw and how quickly that ball was getting out. It does look like it was more of a scheme thing. And for me, I do think, though, that it has to do with more than just the Kansas City Chiefs themselves. And I think that was also an issue that this team had putting their roster together a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Or like reforming it to try to fight off Kansas City. What happened? You didn't even see them in the postseason. You got beat down by the Bengals.
Yep.
So I'm thinking of it more as this defense would benefit as a whole and have themselves a chance to actually finally get the number one seed by adding a star player on the defense. Mm-hmm. It does not have to be strictly Myles Garrett. It does not have to be strictly even just a pass rusher.
No.
It can be
just a star player
first
somewhere.
First of all, you get me a ball hawk safety, I'm doing backflips.
Right.
Okay?
To play opposite of Taylor Rapp, you actually have a real free safety because DeMar Hamlin and Taylor Rapp play a very similar style.
They are
of safety.
Very similar styles. They're essentially the same type of player.
Yeah.
When it comes to archetypes, they're thumpers.
Yeah. If you actually get a free safety,
you get a guy that can move and become a pure ball hawk.
Yep.
You can be very dangerous, especially on the back end. But for me, it's always going to be your pass coverage marries your pass rush. And every time that they face Kansas City, they're filing for divorce.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's important. And I do think that when Myles Garrett announces that he is available, it kind of diminishes the value that other teams are willing to pay, which means you might be able to get him cheaper than you would, say, a Max Crosby or a Micah Parsons.
Right. It's just a more favorable trade, especially in the cap hell you're going to be in.
But I still think a superstar on the defense will help them in the long run. 803-0550. I've got a couple of you guys there on hold. Stay there. We'll come back. Take more of your calls. Coming up, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. We keep moving on here as the Bills offseason still going on. Love talking about the Myles Garrett idea or adding a star player. The Super Bowl is happening. Yay. Awesome. Super cool. Josh Allen winning MVP. Anything that you want to talk about, it's all on the table here on WGR. All right. Blew through the break structure. Oopsies.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to do it again. Real quick, I'm going to go to Mike in Hamburg here and try to at least squeeze in one call before we get to the next hour here. Mike, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing? What you got?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, you know, we're hanging out, and appreciate you hanging out with us.
Okay, well, here's the issue. I'm going to start with the award ceremonies.
Yep.
I am completely disgusted with when they did the memory of all of the members that have passed away last year, and they never put O.J. Simpson in there. And that disgusts me. But yet, and I think I know why they did, but the fact that Mercury Morris was in there, and Mercury Morris was not only a drug addict, but he was also a drug dealer.
All right, Mike, I'm not going to go into this. All right, we're going to break.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers,
Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.